are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa. A hot summer night. Feel like a net. I got a
Lord knows I need it to get the ratings up. But, yeah, well, Dr. Dahlia, you can stop talking about this subject. This is a very good subject, okay? This is an extremely important subject because there's a chance that my husband and I could be divorced before the year ends. Yes, we'll probably have a happy day, you know, election day. But other than that, I mean, if he input-izes too much with my party planning, All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let's rock and roll. So, we were talking about earlier how we have fake ADD Adderall out there on the internet. I don't know why people have to think and start making up fake drugs, but it's out there. So we want you all to be careful. We spent some time talking about this in the first hour. Basically, the treatment for attention deficit, you could use a multiple variety of medications. But Teva Pharmaceuticals Adderall is probably one of the favorites. And probably the most used. I mean, we have Ritalin, but many people, they like Adderall, and it's in short supply. We talked about how these medicines are in short supply months ago. Basically, the DEA ends up only allowing certain companies to give out certain amounts of drugs, and then what happens is there's more demand than there is supply, so there's a shortage. So we have a shortage of drugs. Unfortunately, now the issue is, okay, now we have companies that are going to take advantage of this. And when you have companies taking advantage of it, now we're like, uh-oh, what's going on? So please be careful. They're saying that this fake Adderall has substances in there that can actually hurt you. They're counterfeit pills. I don't know what they're made of, but they don't have the active ingredient that they should. Okay? Now, the drug is supposed to have dextroamphetamine saccharate, amphetamine aspartate, dextroamphetamine sulfate, and amphetamine sulfate. Okay? That's nice. That's a lot of amphetamine. All right? But the FDA found counterfeit versions usually add only two ingredients, tramadol and acetaminophen. Well, tramadol is a painkiller, and acetaminophen, that's in Tylenol. So how's that going to help? So anyway, they say how you could determine the fake pill is there's misspellings on the packages, all right? Teva's real version of the pill is orange or peach colored. It has a little DP on one side and a 30 on the other. The fake Adderall also comes in foil packages instead of the bottles that Teva uses. So if you see foil, I don't know, if you see a Cracker Jack box attached to it, I would say, look, I would probably call a spade and say, no, not real. All right, for those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've been watching this case closely. There's a British woman whose life appears to be at risk after she contracted rabies from a puppy overseas, but she was misdiagnosed by her doctors at home three times. Now, apparently rabies was eradicated from the UK over a century ago. But they say this patient is fighting for her life in hospital after being bitten in India. Now, she's in her 50s, from what we understand. She had went to her doctor, And I guess one of the hospital's A&E departments, accidental, and emergency department twice over 4 days feeling ill. And then she returned to her doctor, and I guess she was forwarded to a hospital. And then finally, she was diagnosed with rabies. See, that's the problem. When you don't have many of these illnesses, you don't get diagnosed. You know, like Lyme disease, for example. Many people out here in the West, you know, we think of Lyme disease, but we don't see it all the time. Yet you see it a lot, you know, back east. So same thing with rabies. If it's been eradicated in the UK over a century, you don't have a lot of doctors that were trained, if they were trained there, to see rabies. And we've talked about rabies. Basically, it's an acute virus disease of the nervous system. So you get abnormal behavior. You could increase your salivation. You, as the virus affects the brain, you start to have abnormalities in your psychosis. That's why these dogs, these rabid dogs, they're very mad. And again, because they're fighting a brain infection. So anyway, apparently it is prevalent in the South, Southeast East Asian countries. It is transmitted by saliva, usually through a bite of an animal. Now, the British Health Protection Authority says only 4 people in the UK have contracted the disease since 2009, compared to 55,000 who die from it globally each year. So again, it's very rare. But what's frustrating is you still want doctors to diagnose it. Now, again, you know, I try to talk about everything on my show so that if you do have any weird symptoms, you can say, well, Dr. Dahlia once talked about this. Do you think it could be that? And hopefully the doctor will be like, well, were you bit by something? Yes, I was bit by something. All right, then we'll test you. But, I mean, here in America, we still think about rabies often. We still do. So I'm just wondering how she could go through 3 different doctors and not be diagnosed. I'm not too sure. But, you know, we'll keep you posted on that. All right, it's a beautiful, beautiful day today. Night, I should say. We are live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and follow us on Facebook, okay? You can follow us on Facebook on our Facebook fan page. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Sorry about me having an issue in the beginning of the show. I am here to rock and roll. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Chris. Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Good. Not bad. What's up?
Good, good. Yeah, so I heard your sort of spiel on the high deductible insurance plans, and I actually saw an interesting segment on CNN. Dr. Sanjay Gupta sort of, delve into the topic of the whole sort of libertarian, Ron Paul, sort of John Stossel, I guess, idealistic sort of panacea for keeping costs down, and that's what they were addressing, the high deductible plans. But they determined that it really wouldn't keep costs down because, I mean, you might see this, personally in your own practice. Gupta had done study after study that had revealed, I think it was only 4% of the population actually contributed to about 70% of the cost. These were people with chronic conditions, dialysis. Mm-hmm. These people were, on a litany of medication. They were requiring home health services, surgeries every other year. And that even if we did go to a cash-based system, it still wouldn't keep costs down. We would have to address these people, that are on, government assistance, mainly, poor people that live with these chronic conditions. We would have to have, people look out for them. And I guess sort of my ideal, all these years is to go, we already have a single-payer you know, system in this country already. I mean, it's called Medicare. You know, if we brought that age down to zero, we took the cap off of the payroll tax, the $101,000, I think we could be able to fund it. And, you know, I understand physicians like yourself, you know, a lot of times the compensation is a lot lower, you know, than private insurance. I mean, I worked in home health for a while, and, you know, I talked to the biller. I said, yeah, you know, well, you know, Medicare will only pay, you know.
Well, actually, Medicare pays more. Believe it or not, when Medicare pays you, they actually pay pretty darn good. That's why there's so many doctors out there doing fraud. You know, people will say, Dahlia, if Medicare pays so crappy, why are there doctors trying to get Medicare to pay claims? You'd think they'd try to do fraud with Blue Cross Blue Shield or private insurance. Why would they? Because when Medicare actually pays the claim, if you could get Medicare to pay the claim, they pay good. But on when they start to reject claims and reject codes, and you know, the hassle and the money it takes to get them to pay for a claim, and then they decide to change the rules, etc., it makes doctors go, oh, to heck with this. You there? Oh, did we lose you? Oh, okay. So, you know, looks like we must have lost Chris, but, you know, Medicare actually does pay fairly well. I mean, I think they pay close to $50 for an office visit, which is a lot better than, you know, insurances that pay $30. The only problem is getting them to pay. If Medicare or Medicaid pay an average of 3 out of every 5 claims, that brings the money down. But I don't think it's so much that. I think a lot of doctors, they have so much difficulty managing the medications and having the autonomy that they wish they could have with Medicare that they used to be able to have with the private insurances that they're getting frustrated. Now, if the healthcare situation turns such that doctors have absolutely no autonomy at all, which is the way it's going, then you would think, all right, well, doctors will be happy with Medicare or Medicaid. And we've talked about that. What Chris had brought up, we talked about that last year. Well, if they're trying to fix, you know, covering the uninsured, raise the Medicaid limit for people with certain incomes to be able to fall under Medicaid, lower the Medicare limit, they could do that. But unfortunately, it still doesn't solve what it needs to solve because you don't have the access. So with these high deductible plans, which we talked about on the previous hour, what the government was touting was that they slowed down growth in spending. Okay, they weren't saying it lowered healthcare costs. They said it slowed down spending. And the reason why it slowed down spending is because many people are not going to the doctor. Many people are not going to the doctor because they have the high deductible plans. You know, I talked about that with my plan. We talked about the patient I had today who has a $10,000 high deductible plan. So she wants to barely use her insurance because she's obviously not going to hit the $10,000 mark by December 31st just for it to start all over again. So do I think high deductible plans is going to lower healthcare costs? Yes, but I think it's lowering it the wrong way. I mean, we need people getting access, and we need insurance covering it, not before the $10,000 mark. So it's kind of interesting. Now, one thing that I see healthcare may be going towards is this hospital at-home program for intensive care patients, okay? Now, this is kind of interesting. I guess there's like a pilot program in Portland, Oregon, and in Albuquerque, where after you're discharged from the hospital, you can be discharged from the hospital sooner than expected, but you're discharged to home. So the doctor goes to the home, and then hopefully you have a nurse visit you 3 times a day. Now, there should also be the hospital ward checking on you 24/7. Or I guess they would have a phone line, etc. So when you look at that, you're like, well, that's kind of interesting. Okay, because one, when you stay in the hospital, you could get those nosocomial infections. So you want to be out of the hospital as quickly as you can, because sometimes you get sicker. You know, one of my callers that calls from, I believe, New Hampshire, went through that, where his father, you know, just went in for a knee replacement, was doing fine, and then all of a sudden one thing happened where he got an MRSA infection, and then he went to septic shock, and then he was intubated, and it was just one thing after another. So, yes, if you could get out of the hospital and go home, that's great. Now, again, finding doctors who will go to the house and whose malpractice will cover him, you know, it is another situation, but maybe there can be a malpractice type of rider that people could pay for as long as they're getting reimbursed to go to the person's house. Okay. I love the idea of convalescing at home. Of course, though, you have to hope that the home is clean. You know, I mean, the home has to be, and then again, nothing sterile, but at least a hospital room, you know, they're using bleach, they're cleaning, they're using germicides, right? You know, many of the nurses, come in if they've been, let's say, if they think you have a type of infection that could be, contagious, they'll come in with gloves and masks, et cetera. Unfortunately, you know, they're gonna have to pick and choose who could go home. I mean, if it's a congestive heart failure patient or a pneumonia patient, they may be able to watch it. If it's somebody with a contagious disease or tuberculosis, I'd say no. Don't go home. You could spread it to the family, et cetera. But this is kind of interesting. They say hospital at-home programs refashion care for chronically ill patients with acute medical issues, testing traditional notions of how to treat people who become seriously ill, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we used to treat people at home. Doctors used to do house calls. I'm a huge fan of house calls. That's how I was trained. Unfortunately, my malpractice insurance doesn't cover me off my property. So once I do anything off my property, I don't get covered, which is very frustrating. Now, you do have malpractice coverage that covers you in the hospital. You let them know you're doing hospital, so you do have coverage. In a person's home, again, that could open up other liability. And you got to be careful, too, because when you go into a person's home, like in the olden days, which is something I was always fond of, check on Bobby here. Can you take a look at Bobby while you're here? Can you do this? And that's the way medicine was. You don't have to be like, oh, no, I can't. He's not my patient. I don't have a patient-doctor relationship. We're not in a clinic. You know, but you see how the pendulum is swinging. And we're going to start going back to, the olden days, probably cash visits, seeing patients at home, because it was cheaper that way. Again, liability has to follow suit, though. They're going to have to come up with some sort of tort reform or some sort of protection for doctors, because, you're not going to have many people that are going to want to see patients in the home. You know, and you're going to have to come with a nurse. You're going to have to hire a nurse. You're going to have to pay for transportation. Right? And then, the doctor touched me. You know, there's lots of different things that could open up. But I am hoping we could go back to the olden days where we didn't have lawsuits, you know, for every, you know, frivolous thing that happened. And you could go to a patient's home, take a look at a patient, take care of them, and get them out of the hospital. I love the idea of getting them out of the hospital. I love that. So we'll see where that goes. Now, they say excluded from the program are patients who are medically unstable or who cannot be cared for adequately at home. I agree. Now, here's the only problem. Okay, remember what healthcare is planning on doing. They're planning on penalizing hospitals for readmissions. So my only worry is you could be home. You want to go back to the hospital. They may not let you because they get penalized. Financially penalized. So I don't know. I mean, like I've told you guys before multiple times on the show, don't get kicked out of the hospital until you think you're damn good and ready. Because trying to go back to the hospital is going to be a whole nother can of worms. All right, so we'll see. So in most programs, doctors examine the patient daily, and nurses and aides visit up to 3 times daily, often for extended periods. Patients are admitted to 3 to 5 times after being seen in the emergency room. Now, I've been asked by email, Dr. Dahlia, why don't people go to the home anymore? Besides liability, let's say they have malpractice coverage and they can. Well, the other thing, too, also is if you have to be in your office, you know, I mean, if you do a whole full day at the office, like I do, you do a full day at the office, then you have to go and visit patients' homes. You may not get home till late. I can understand maybe dealing with one patient, but the majority of your patients are big numbers at home. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this was kind of interesting. They said people that work and occupations where they are chronically exposed to solvents may have long-term cognitive deficits. And now this is something that I know many of you are like, well, duh, of course, you know. But they say the study evaluated whether educational attainment as a proxy for cognitive reserve may protect solvent-exposed workers from cognitive impairment. So I guess what they're saying, I apologize, I'm having a rough day here. Whew. All right, so I guess what they're trying to say is people of a certain education that are working with certain solvents may have some protection from the education? I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Anyway, they say chronic on-the-job exposure to some solvents may lead to cognitive deficits in workers with less than a high school education. But those with more years of schooling may have protective mental reserves. This was a study done in France. They looked at 4,000 gas and electric workers, and they found that not only was exposure greater among the less educated, but there was also a dose-response relationship between lifetime exposure to 3 out of 4 solvent types. All right, men exposed to solvents, complete a cognitive test, and then they looked at, you know, how they tested. I'd like to see where they talk about what they are. The solvents classified as chlorinated, petroleum, benzene, and non-benzene aromatic are used in paints, degreasers, pesticides, adhesives, etc., with exposure prevalence estimated to be 8% among working populations. But they noted that little is known about potential effect modifiers, and there is evidence of education's role in shaping cognitive reserve. All right, so basically I guess what they did is they tested them, and those who had some sort of, I guess, education post-high school seemed to be have less cognitive decline when it came to being exposed to petroleum solvents, benzene, chlorinated solvents, etc. So what does that mean? I don't know. I mean, we talk about how to ward off dementia. You know, we want you as active as possible. And, you know, people that get dementia and Alzheimer's, remember, many of these people, they, you know, were in the war. That, you know, many of them, you know, didn't have more than a high school graduation, you know, back in the 40s and 50s, et cetera. You know, not everybody went to college. That started to happen later. But you still see people of varying degrees of education have cognitive issues. But we tell you to stay busy. We tell you to keep busy, keep active. And so you're one, you know, it makes you wonder if the continual use, you know, I don't know about the previous use. For example, I mean, when I was in school, I studied 24/7. You hardly slept. You put so much information. And going to medical school, trying to put that much book work into 4 years of schooling, when most of it you're in hospitals and on the wards, then you have your 3 years residency, et cetera. I mean, trying to stuff all that into your brain as much as you can. You know, I think you stuff it in there, but I think you retain some of it and you lose a lot of it, you know? And then trying to, you know, keep that active. I'm not going to study the way I used to. You know, and there's no way I'm going to retain what I used to. But luckily with my profession, I always have to read. I'm always reading articles. I'm fighting with my printer. You know, I fight with my husband, which I think really helps me cognitively. But, you know, I'm always still reading and having to maintain my CME, etc. Excuse me, I'm still fighting this cold. And so I think keeping busy will help. Now, some dementia you can't. If you get Alzheimer's, you get Alzheimer's. You get those neurofibrillary triangles and plaques. I mean, you know, there's only so much you could do. But I believe that keeping busy does help. So with this, with, you know, high school education and more than high school education and being protected against solvents, it's an interesting study. But, you know, I don't know if going back to school is going to help. I would just say avoid the solvents. Excuse me, guys. Whew, boy, what an hour I'm having. All right, let's move on. There's a fungal disease found in a new bat species. Apparently, this is a federally endangered bat species. The gray bat has been confirmed with white nose syndrome. Well, we talked about this. And they say it is devastating for anyone who cares about bats and the benefits they provide to people. This is the Fish and Wildlife Service Director Dan Ash. They say bats provide tremendous value to the U.S. economy as natural pest control for American farms and forests every year. They're still spooky to me, but yeah, they do have a role. All of God's creatures do. Research and management of the disease remains a priority for the service, and we will continue to work closely with our partners to understand the spread of this deadly disease. All right, infected gray bats were discovered during two separate winter surveillance trips in Hawkins and Montgomery counties. Now, where are they? I am reading this from UPI. All right, I'm sure I can figure it out, but I don't really need to start to think back to my geography days right now. Okay, so that's what's going on there. Now, this is an interesting study, okay? Researchers are trying to figure out when did people become monogamous, okay? They say the roots of the modern family monogamous coupling lie somewhere in our distant evolutionary past, but scientists disagree on how it first evolved. A new study says we should thank two key players, weak males with inferior fighting abilities and women who opted to be faithful to them. So they think there was a couple steps that happened back in evolution where people realized that you could actually have healthier, stronger offspring if you had a monogamous relationship with mom or dad. That's kind of interesting. Now, they say some scientists believe that the ancestors of humans had chimpanzee-like patterns of mating and child-rearing. The transition to pair bonding was a key step, they say, for humans, because our children take years and much energy to raise, etc. It's hard for a mother to go at it alone. Now, remember, males in the male species, it behooves them to have multiple partners. They could then spread their seed, right? I guess they could have more fun. I don't know, less nagging. Who knows? But, you know, in the male species, whether it's animal or human, right, you would have multiple wives, right? Solomon had about 120 wives, and I mean, even biblical times, he had a lot of wives. Moses had a lot of wives. He had a lot of wives. All right. Now, we aren't talking caveman days. I mean, we're talking biblical days. They had a lot of wives. So when did this start to happen? Now, some people will say, well, it happened in England, and it happened, you know, in Europe, and happened, you know, and so there's a variety of, and I'm sure there is a time, but they're talking about how some people just stuck with one wife, even during times when you could have multiple. Why is that? And they think maybe the men that did it were a little weaker. They really weren't the alpha males like we think. They were happy. They had one. They had the mom of their children. They reared the children with them, and all was good. All right. So, you know, maybe it's that. Or then number two, the women really liked him, and they like, you know what? I really don't need any other. And I know I shouldn't really have that approach with my husband. You know, he's married to me. He only, you know, loves me. He says, but boy, I really don't do a lot to try to keep him, especially with the moo-moos. So one day I'll go to Frederick's, to Hollywood. I'll try to spice things up. I know. Get out of the 24-hour Playtex bulletproof bra. I know. But, you know, maybe that's what happened. They were like, I really don't have to try to fight for another female. I have a female. We're able to make babies. I'm good. And so it's interesting to think that there was those types of relationships going on back then. So anyway, scientists are trying to figure that out. And that's kind of cool stuff. Evolutionary origins of monogamous coupling. That's nice. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Well, okay, do we have time for this one? This is cool. Apparently, there's a Los Angeles restaurant that has a neon lamp, I think at its basement, that has been on for over 77 years. The light was forgotten for decades. It was discovered burning brightly behind a dusty wall in the woman's restroom in Clifton's cafeteria. They say the building owner says he's doing a multi-million-dollar renovation of the building, but believes that the light was installed in 1935 after the building was bought and converted into a forest-themed dining establishment. So, can you imagine a neon light? They think the power bills are about close to 17 grand. Whew. All right, we'll be right back after I cough.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who has been extremely supportive. And a big thanks to you all for listening. We are taking your calls live at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I will try not to cough. And follow us on Facebook. At least on Twitter and Facebook, I can't cough. Usually on radio, you have some sort of a cough button. And we call it, it's called a dump button. Just in case you have a guest that starts going off and they start, you know, cursing, you can hit the button. And so I don't have that because I rarely cough. And I really have good control over any guests when I have them, so I don't really have to worry about that. Unfortunately, though, when you get, I don't know if it's allergies or this cold, but I tell you, And coughing fits, never fun. And I get a lot of your messages and asking, what do you do about coughs and chronic coughs? I got to be honest, I don't have any. But probably one of the best things that I prescribe are those Tessalon Pearls. Tessalon Pearls really seem to help the cough and prevent that reflex where you're coughing so much. I know many of my asthmatics are like, those the steroids. Again, be careful with the steroids. I don't want you taking too many steroids. Sometimes the cough syrups with a little bit of codeine or hydrocodone can be good. Again, nothing I could take during the day while I'm on air, because otherwise I'd be a little loopy, so I can't do that. Alcohol. Cough syrups used to have alcohol. Can't be drinking on the job, so I can't do that either. But just really quickly to review coughs, right? Most common cause of cough is probably like a bronchitis, right? And, you know, many of you I know have been suffering with that, because I see you guys coming into the office pretty sick, sore throats, or some weird cold going around the Southwest. United States at least. But, you know, if it's not bronchitis, we have to look at other things. For example, blood pressure medicines like the ones that end in ill, the ACE inhibitors, we talk about this all the time, your benazepril, zestril, lisinopril, enalapril. Those ACE inhibitors can give you a cough, but nothing like what I just did, you know, in the previous segment. It's kind of like you know, kind of like a clearing of the throat. And so if you do that consistently and you're taking these ACE inhibitor medications, I would say you probably want to maybe consider a change. These ACE inhibitors are great medications, and we're going to actually talk about, there's a blood pressure story coming up next, which these medicines address, but sometimes it can make you cough, reflux. If you have acid coming up when you sleep, and that acid gets into your vocal cords, that's going to cause a problem with your vocal cords, and you're going to have a chronic cough. So that could do it. Of course, if you're a smoker, we worry about smoker's cough. We worry about lung, you know, masses, et cetera, emphysema. Asthmatics cough a lot, too. You know, you can have particulates in the air. It could be really dusty. I live in a very dusty part of the country. So, you know, I don't have asthma, but I think I'm developing an asthma. And that can also make you cough. In fact, I was on the message boards over the weekend complaining about my radio throat. I noticed my voice is getting deeper. Some of you think it's sexy. I don't like my voice getting deeper. I like people thinking I'm a woman. I can't stand going through the drive-thru and they go, sir, you want some fries with that? I'm not a sir. Are you sure? Yes. I'll show you my boobies. I mean, it's ridiculous. People think I'm male. I'm not. I'm a girl. I just don't talk like this. I wish I could talk like this, but I don't. I got a deeper voice. My voice is getting deeper. The more I'm in radio, the deeper my voice. You got to take care of your voice. But anyway, again, I apologize about the cost, but if you do have a chronic cough, get that checked out. Make sure you don't have asthma. Make sure you don't have reflux. Make sure it's not your blood pressure medication doing that. Now, speaking about blood pressure, in news today, there's this new procedure where they zap nerves in the kidneys that could prevent that angiotensin system, cascade that we talked about. Remember we talked about high blood pressure? You can have high blood pressure because you're fluid overloaded, which the diuretics and water pills take care of, something FDR was on. You could have the high blood pressure. We have a high heart rate, and the high heart rate causes an increase in blood pressure. And those medicines, the beta blockers, your atenolol, propranolol, Inderol, lower blood pressure. You have the calcium channel blockers that decrease vascular resistance. So when you have a stiffer pipe as you age, that can cause high blood pressure. But probably the more common cause of blood pressure, and a very serious cause of blood pressure, is that angiotensin renin system that goes into effect when you're, it's actually a very good system when you're healthy. We've talked about this. You get shot, you start to bleed, less blood is coming through the kidneys. The kidney goes, whoa, there's less blood, less fluid. I need to increase all the hormones I can to clamp down the blood pressure, make it tight, so that we can keep this guy alive long enough until he gets a transfusion. Some of you make it, some of you don't. Now, this cascade, though, sometimes as we age, goes awry, and people will get spikes, sometimes up into the 200. And many times, this is what seems to get our older people, that nothing gets them. I mean, I have 80-year-old patients, they do well. No cancer, they're cancer-free, they're feeling good, heart looks good. But they start blood pressure spiking. Well, it's the system. This is angiotensin system. So what hospitals are now trying to do is zap the area of the kidneys going up through the groin, going up through the femoral vein, from what I understand, to go up to get into the renal pelvis area, and are able to find an area, zap it with some electricity, dopamine calm an overactive system, which later relaxes arteries and lowers blood pressure. Although I doubt the arteries and the blood pressure are relaxed during the time of the zapping, but after it, all right? And this should hopefully help people that are on 4 or 5 blood pressure medications. 4 to 5 blood pressure medications, and they still have spikes. And so remember, I was always saying, these are the people where I think it's coming from the kidneys. Well, cardiologists this year are really excited about this, but again, the American Heart Association president said, look, let's just, you know, wait a second here. It's going to take many years until we could work with this and, you know, make sure it's a safe type of treatment. I mean, you got to hit the kidney at the right time, and you also want to make sure the kidney doesn't overcompensate, you know, because it could just decide, oh, okay, well, these nerves are damaged, then we'll just move on. So, you know, we'll see where this goes, but it's exciting because, again, the less medication, the better. It also saves on healthcare costs, saves your wallet. I'm a huge fan. All right. So I'll keep you posted. That's what we do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Now, very interesting story. I don't really understand this, but there's a guy in New Jersey who decided to, I guess, get the police officer's attention in Hackensack. And he walls him off in his house. Officers are kicked down the door. And the man was holding a knife in his hand. Then when the officer said, drop the knife, he decides to stab himself. He stabs himself. And then I don't really get how he did this. He flings pieces of skin and intestine at the officers. Now, we've talked about the layers of the abdomen and how deep you go. I am amazed that the guy could go that deep to start cutting intestines. I don't believe it. I also don't believe that they haven't filed charges, not even aggravated assault or resisting arrest, which he got busted for before. So we have a man in New Jersey who police are claiming threw his intestines at him. From what I understand, he's in the hospital, but that's crazy. And then, you know, we're talking about this Miami guy who was running around naked, chewing the face off another naked man. And he had been shot dead by police. And a witness said he just jumped on the man like an animal, started growling at police while eating this other guy's face off, skin tearing, etc. Now, I don't know why he was naked. I don't know why the other guy was naked. But they do think that maybe this face-chewing man, Rudy Eugene, was possibly under the influence of LSD-like bath salts. Now, we spent a significant amount of time talking about drugs and what they do on the previous hours. If you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, please go to my website at Dr. Dahlia, hit On Demand, and then you could also click Archives, Podcast, etc. But I definitely want you to, you know, take a look at that. And I was discussing, if anybody gets high with their buddies, and you have to realize sometimes something horribly wrong can happen. And they could turn around and try to eat you. Right? That's what happens when people are under the influence. Don't ask why. I don't know why, but that's, I guess, what LSD does. All right, guys. Woo, well, don't get eaten by your buddy. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks again, Kyle. Thanks again, Genesis Communications Network, and I'll be back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.